We often see the way being used in a rather free-form way with students, with very little structure and guidance as to what they should be accomplishing during their studies. And I want you to find out about X, Y, and Z. And with very little structure other than that, it's hard for the students to know what the boundaries are, what the limitations are, and they can get carried off in flights of fancy, or worse still, drift off task when they see something that piques their interest. So, web quests are a way to give a more structure to that. It's a commonly agreed format and a specific way in which the research is carried out, and it gives it scaffolds that whole researching using the web experience, provides guidelines for the students and an assessment framework within which the teacher can work to. Zunal, Z-U-N-A-L, is a web quest maker. So what it does is provide you with a specific format and provides that framework within which you can provide the guidance to the students so that they're kept on task within the limits. They understand what they're supposed to be doing. They know how they're going to be assessed. They know what their outputs need to be. If you use the free account at Zunal, you can create a single web quest. Although, if you go for the paid version, it's the princely sum of $20 for 3 years, which is pretty darn good to get up to 50 web quests and also some extra features too. You may find that browsing through the gallery without even registering that there are some web quests there that you can use already. But creating your own students might be more appropriate because you can gear it specifically to their needs. So, when you created your account, you create the first web quest, and it has the common format and includes several different elements. There's a welcome, an introduction, a task, so you specify what they're going to have to do and accomplish by the end of it. There's a process where you outline all the different steps, provide them with the resources that they might be directed towards. You might start to talk about the different things that you want them to produce, which brings us on to the evaluation section, where students are given, if you like, an assessment framework, what they're going to be judged on, what they'll have to complete, and how you're going to be awarding marks if that's part of it. And then there's an evaluation and conclusions, and all web quests follow this same format. You can use just text, or you can include images as well. You can include lots of other resources from the web, like YouTube videos, so there's plenty of scope there. When you're finished, you can download it in PDF Word format, so you can get your information back out. But the whole point is it's there on the web, it's in a web-based format and easy for them.